You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. They are moms, aunts, grandmothers, and sisters with a common goal to make the city of West Sacramento a great place to live, work, and visit. This past November, voters in West Sacramento made history by electing its first ever all-female city council. According to the League of California Cities, West Sacramento is one of six communities in our state with an all-female legislative body. The West Sac Council is made up of a mayor and four council members, and they are Mayor Martha Guerrero, who ran unopposed and is now in her second term. She's also a legislative representative for the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors. Council Member Karina Orozco, who has served on the council since 2016 and is also an attorney and mother of four. Council Member Dr. Dante Early was elected in 2021, and she is a mom and serves on the board of the United Way California Capital Region. Council Member Norma Alcala was elected to the council in 2020. She was raised in West Sacramento and has five grown children and 10 grandchildren. And last but not least, Council Member Verna Sulpizio Hall is the newest member of the team, elected in 2022 for the first time. And we are happy to have all of the members of the West Sacramento City Council on Insight. So welcome, everyone, and thank you all for being here. It's a really good group.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like a council member elected party here. Okay, so you all come from very, yes, happy to have all of you. You all come from such diverse backgrounds, educations, professions, lived experiences, and certainly diverse perspectives, especially when it comes to politics. But is being the city's first all-female city council just a cool headline, or does it have a deeper meaning for each of you? Mayor Guerrero, I'll start with you.
Well, thank you, Vicky. I think it's a pretty significant part of our representation, representing the people of West Sacramento, but also at large, where we just celebrated, you know, and are sad about the 50th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, mm-hmm. where we now know that, you know, there are challenges in other parts of the nation, where California, we are protecting women's bodies and their right to choose. And for women, you know, there are other challenges where we also see the passage of SB 826, where it's been ruled as unconstitutional, where there are not enough women represented on boards, you know, in private sectors. So we are here as a women, all women city council, representing, showing that we can do an excellent job on behalf of the community.
Council Member Orozco, what does it mean to you to be part of this history-making city council for West Sac?
Well, it is very exciting to see that when I looked left and right, these are mothers, grandmothers, policymakers, attorneys, folks that really step up and roll their sleeves to do the work and shoulder to shoulder in collaboration with one another for the sake of a common good, our community. I have nothing but respect for the women that have decided to step forward and put their lives on the line in order to commit to that. I mean, we all do a bunch of invisible work all the time, and as mothers and people who really want to make a difference, it's just a really proud place to be.
Council Member Early, you were elected in 2021. Did you think come 2023 it would be an all-female city council?
No, I I had no idea that it was going to be an all-female city council. For me, the individuals I supported in running for city council, I supported them because of their values, because of the work they wanted to get done, and because I knew they represented our city. It just so happens that they were women. So it is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Council Member Alcala, you were elected in 2020. What does this mean to you? Oh, I think we lost Council Member Alcala. We'll have to get the council member back. All right. Well, last but not least, Council Member Sulpizio Hall. How about you?
I'm sorry. Can you ask that question again, please?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you were elected in 2022, just, you know, a few months ago for the first time, and now you're part of a history-making city council, all female. Is that just a headline to you, or does it have a deeper meaning?
I think there's a deeper meaning to it. You know, for a very long time, we didn't see women in places of power. You could go into any boardroom or any city council chambers and you'd see a majority of men on the dais or around the board table. And I think over the last several years, we've seen more intentional work to support women and provide opportunities for women. And I think because of that, we have what we now have in West Sacramento of an all-female council. When I ran, we knew that there was the possibility of that, especially with my seat, because I did run against a man. As we were going through the campaign and talking to folks about their values and priorities, mentioning that there could be the possibility of the first all-female council, that got people excited because it's something that they've never seen before.
Hmm. Mayor Guerrero, given that the council is all female, but it's not only West Sacramento, the Sacramento City Council is now majority female legislative body. Elk Grove's mayor is also a woman. What does this say about just women in politics and leadership positions, especially when we're thinking about the greater Sacramento region?
Well, I think it demonstrates that the constituency is looking to women to be proactive, to be engaged, to be understanding at a different level. And it demonstrates to all of us that, we are capable of doing that work because we have been doing it for a long time as mothers, and myself as a grandmother, I'm helping to raise my grandson with my daughter. So we are multitaskers. And, during the campaign, I think we were very visible and engaged with the community, so that community engagement is extremely important, is what I've seen, and important to the residents and those that we serve in our regions.
Councilmember Orozco, what do you think this signals?
When I look back, there have been days when I've been all day in trial, and I get off of work and I rush home to pick up children at the bus stop and to make dinner and then to deliver them to soccer and baseball practice. And then you arrive into closed session in order to do the work of the council for our community. I just think about all of the invisible work that women take on and how, if you remove us from the the machine, what happens thereafter? And I always say to my colleagues, if you want something done, you ask somebody busy. And as the mayor said, we are masters of multitasking, for better or for worse. But I know we are ready to get things done.
It's important to point out that these positions are part-time, right? And
absolutely,
you're juggling and wearing many, many hats, both personally and professionally. Councilmember Early, what does this signal to you? The fact that, do you think that these positions should be full-time? You all are doing so much and juggling a lot.
Well, so I am president and CEO of United Way, and we serve the 5-county region. And so when I think about the intense amount of juggling that we do undertake, it is a lot. We are really fortunate to have a really strong, committed city staff. And so we could not do this work without that support, because so much of the work really does rely on us making those high-level decisions and then our staff executing. It goes beyond just our city council meetings. And I think that's sometimes what people don't understand. In addition to our city council meetings, which are every other week, we also have another 5 boards and councils that we sit on to represent our city, both at the county and regional level. And so, yes, I do think it is more of a full-time job. But I also think we are really fortunate to have these committed women who are stepping up despite having children, despite having very demanding jobs, because they're so committed to our city.
Hmm. Council Member Sulpizio Hall, given that this is your first year as a council member and West Sacramento has grown so much in recent years, what are some of the top issues that you want to tackle?
For me on my campaign, connecting with residents in my district, it was really about increasing the quality of life for those that we serve. And my priorities included expanding access to affordable childcare options and mental health. And one thing that we've heard citywide, and we know it's a priority, is prioritizing road repair and ongoing maintenance. And it's very, a lot of the stuff, the policies that women bring to the table, our gender affects our policy priorities. And you kind of see that in the things that I brought to the table. But our city council is focused on increasing the quality of life of the residents we serve. And so, like I mentioned, road maintenance, we've got millions coming to improve some of our park spaces in the city and some redevelopment of some really unique spaces, including the Pheasant Club here in town.
Right. Yep. The Club Pheasant, which actually it's historic and unfortunately closed. So that chapter has come to an end. But making way for a new chapter for the city of West Sacramento, which all of you are going to decide upon as elected officials. Council Member Early, what issues do you want to tackle for this year in 2023?
As someone who has a background in behavioral health, I think that you can't go very far without seeing the significant housing shortage and needs of our neighbors who are unhoused. I have actually ran the past 3 years, and so I've had the privilege of knocking on doors since 2020 every single year. And I've heard from neighbors how this is something that has increasingly become front of mind. And so I think it's important that we work on transitional housing in order to support our neighbors who are unhoused and potentially have mental health needs, and affordable housing. As COVID has happened and folks have migrated from high income jobs in the Bay Area to Sacramento, we've seen that there is no longer real, true affordable housing. And so those are some of the issues that I'm hoping to tackle with my colleagues, but also in partnership with our county colleagues as well as regional.
Councilmember Orozco, where do you think you can make the biggest difference in West Sacramento?
I think every day we have an individual choice to look at our community with a different lens. And in the last 6-7 years that I've been serving on the council, I've seen tremendous changes. I look forward to working with my colleagues to bring our brains together in order to tackle those very, very important issues. And excuse me, a lot of the issues that we have voiced are very common to a lot of the residents in our city. And I think that we're working hard to make sure we reflect that in our decisions. Mm-hmm.
Mayor Guerrero, given that you are now reelected, you have seen the issues grow and evolve in the city of West Sacramento. What is your priority for this year?
Well, thank you. That's a very good question. I share the priorities that my council members just voiced at this time. I think in strengthening our partnership in working with the president's administration, our state and the governor's administration, our county partners in drawing down funding, both federal, state, and local funding, to make sure that we can make these priorities, come to fruition, which to ensure that we have the sufficient funding for infrastructure, which we are hearing from our residents, potholes is a big issue, but also seeing that the recent atmospheric river hitting our city very hard, making sure that we have flood protection and continue to shore up, our levees, which we're very grateful for Congresswoman Matsui and the president for making sure that we have received the federal funding necessary for that, and making sure that we also have the resources to provide a response for our first responders who are in the front lines, and both our firefighters and our police officers, because I think they're stretched really thin as our city is growing. So ensuring that, and affordable housing is another priority, which we've been doing, I think, well in the last couple of years, where we've significantly have seen, if you've seen on the riverfront, the number of housing that has been built, both at the market rate, but also the affordable housing with our new Tower Gateway, and supportive housing with our Mercy Housing on West Capitol Avenue, and Project Home Key, which we've established a strong relationship with the state and county level. So making sure that if we have all different levels of housing available, as Councilmember Early stated, I'm really grateful that we have such a good council that is willing to address and prioritize all these issues.
Yeah, the riverfront has just completely been transformed in recent years. And there's been a lot of really cool and new attractions in West Sacramento. So let's end on an exciting note, from the Van Gogh experience to Enchant Sacramento over the holiday, Cirque du Soleil. I mean, these are all pretty big deals for the city. What excites you about West Sacramento? And maybe if you can give us a little preview of what maybe the city has up its sleeve for 2023. Mayor, I'll start with you.
Well, we are real excited for our mobile farmers market that's continuing on, and our, you know, Van Gogh that we're going to continue to see the exhibit grow and maybe evolve into something unique and different. We're continuing to work with the producers of that. And also, we have a new owner of our River Cats. So, you know, strengthening that partnership and seeing the possibilities and what they envision for our riverfront. So that's been really exciting and new. And working with an all-female city council member.
Council member Orozco, what excites you about West Sac this year?
Well, West Sacramento, West Sacramento has always been known as the tiny little city that can. You know, we have transcended so many expectations from being this, you know, small working class city that's been couched in between much more major metropolitan area cities. And, you know, I do want to continue the vision that was set long before we ever became council members, which is to, you know, bring that vibrancy and continue that momentum. We do have a thriving riverfront, and there's so much more to come. We also have a thriving business community we look forward to supporting post-COVID. But in addition, you know, there are families that are relocating to our city because they recognize that it's a gem in the region, and they want to raise their families in a safe community with beautiful parks. And to be a part of that vision is very exciting to me.
I've heard of the hashtag West Sac Best Sac.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Well, Councilmember Orozco, I also want to bring up something that you did reveal publicly about some serious health challenges. And I just want you to give you an opportunity to share just as much as you feel comfortable, and also your message to your constituents and the community that have wrapped their arms around you and supported you.
Well, thank you. I don't want to take any of the emphasis away from the dynamic women that are on this council that stand by, you know, by my side. But I will say that I have received a tremendous amount of support from not only my colleagues, but yes, the community as well. And I mean, when it comes to the point where you you know, you're compromised in some way, you definitely have to lean on the folks who can provide that support. And I've seen nothing but that from the leaders at my side, as collaborative in our leadership abilities and as mothers and as people who are naturally caregivers. And that's not to generalize, but, you know, that's how women have been viewed. But I think that they have definitely embraced this journey. And together, as we navigate the path, we are also leaving a trail behind us for others to step forward in such a fashion.
Yeah, that's wonderful and incredibly powerful. Council Member Early, what excites you about this year and what makes, you know, West Sac Best Sac?
Well, I will often use that hashtag. I don't want to leave, though, the what my colleague just said. As really busy women, oftentimes we put ourselves last because we are taking care of everyone and everything around us. And I think that's even more magnified when you are a public servant. And as we talked about, this is mostly an unpaid position. This truly is the purest form of public servant. And we put our community first before ourselves as well sometimes. And so when my colleague shared that her diagnosis and what had happened, I immediately got fully checked up. And I know so many other women immediately made the time. And that is the important part, that women need to make the time to take care of themselves first and put their safety mask on first before helping others, because you can't help others and pour from an empty cup. So I didn't want to leave that part. So what excites me? In addition to being all women, we are also all women who are people of color. And so you have seen probably even more infusion of culturally exciting and relevant activities and opportunities for our city as well. And one of which was The Color of Music, which was an all African-American or African Black American orchestra that played music that was composed by Black composers who often in our history did not get the platform here in the US. And so we will be bringing them back next year. And we're really excited for that regional partnership and those kinds of opportunities in which we're not only, as Council Member Pizio Hall voice, bringing our gender, but we're also bringing our culture to the table. And that part really excites me as well.
That's wonderful. Council Member Pizio Hall, I will leave the last message to you.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure. So I'm a mom of a 2-year-old, and I actually have a 5-week-old as well. And where we love to spend our time is our local parks. And we have had such amazing opportunities to meet other families. And post-COVID, people in our community are really desperate for connection and having space to do that. And so I'm excited about, you know, we mentioned the Pheasant Club reuse, creating a community space there that we can gather and hopefully, you know, feed our bodies with fuel. And then our local parks, you know, Heritage Oaks Parks in my district has got millions of dollars coming to it. And this is work from our current council and for years before to create spaces that we can bring families together. So I'm really excited for those spaces to be expanded and for us to be able to step in and program and to bring the community together.
Well, to the mayor and all the city council members, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very, very busy schedules.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is the mayor and city council members of West Sacramento. You are listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.